Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Good morning to you all. Alice Fraser and Donald Thatcher are here for you today. As you know, Donald is a well-known writer of young adult fiction and stories for children. His major work, Dolly the Beast, has been successfully screened and caught on at once, hasn't it?
Hi, Alice. Oh, yes, it has. There's now a whole community of fans who come up with their own prequels, sequels, and side stories. And I'm here today to say thank you to you guys. Without you, nothing would have been possible.
Donald, while preparing for the program, you mentioned that there is a surprise you wanted to share. What is it?
To answer this question, I should go a few months back. I was going to surprise my family and bake a Christmas cake full of raisins, cherries, and sultans.
Sounds delicious.
It does. So I was in the middle of making dough when I realized that a perfect baking tray is nowhere to be seen. So I climbed upstairs to the attic to find it. Instead, I stumbled upon a lot of amazing things. An old swing set, a collection of my great-grandparents' pictures in a leather book, my wife's premier dresses, a dozen of teddy bears, and a dusty shoebox with a piece of paper attached. It said, "A slimy tree." I got it down and opened it.
Was the tray inside?
Even better, there was a manuscript of a children's book.
How did it end up there?
That's obvious, actually. When I work on a book, I drift into a habit of drafting its chapters whenever the idea comes to me. So there is always a gazillion of papers, sticky notes, and even tissues from coffee shops with my notes scribbled on them. My wife helps me to organize them. She devised a system of labeled shoeboxes and puts all the notes she finds into them. This particular box was dedicated to the story about a slimy tree.
Didn't you want to publish it?
I charted it out and read during the bed story time to my kids. They liked it. I did intend to publish it straight after the release of Dolly the Beast. But when this fantasy series made a hit, I held back. Over time, I came to think of the slimy tree as just for my family. So the manuscript went up into the attic, where it remained until this Christmas.
What are you going to do with the story now?
I'd like to release it chapter by chapter on my website, with the entire book eventually being uploaded. It'll later be published as a physical book. You don't need to register or pay to get access to the book, nor to live in the UK or USA. The chapters are there for you to read in English.
Wow, that's a very generous gesture now commercialized to the core world.
There's more. The coolest thing is that I'll upload chapters daily alongside my suggestions for what you, my dear readers, might like to draw. But please don't restrain yourselves and let your imagination run wild. The best artworks will be included in a published version of the book next year.
Will you choose the best works?
I will be able to see them and maybe comment on them, but I won't be judging the competition. People from all over the world will have a chance to vote for the artworks online, but my publishers will decide which illustrations work best for their editions. So here's a chance for you to get creative and to get featured in my new book. Get imagining and good luck. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Good morning to you all. Alice Fraser and Donald Thatcher are here for you today. As you know, Donald is a well-known writer of young adult fiction and stories for children. His major work, Dolly the Beast, has been successfully screened and caught on at once, hasn't it?
Hi, Alice. Oh yes, it has. There's now a whole community of fans who come up with their own prequels, sequels, and side stories. And I'm here today to say thank you to you guys. Without you, nothing would have been possible.
Donald, while preparing for the program, you mentioned that there is a surprise you wanted to share. What is it?
To answer this question, I should go a few months back. I was going to surprise my family and bake a Christmas cake full of raisins, cherries, and sultans.
Sounds delicious.
It does. So I was in the middle of making dough when I realized that a perfect baking tray is nowhere to be seen. So I climbed upstairs to the attic to find it. Instead, I stumbled upon a lot of amazing things. An old swing set, a collection of my great-grandparents' pictures in a leather book, my wife's premier dresses, a dozen of teddy bears, and a dusty shoebox with a piece of paper attached. It said, "A slimy tree." I got it down and opened it.
Was the tray inside?
Even better, there was a manuscript of a children's book.
How did it end up there?
That's obvious, actually. When I work on a book, I drift into a habit of drafting its chapters whenever the idea comes to me. So there is always a gazillion of papers, sticky notes, and even tissues from coffee shops with my notes scribbled on them. My wife helps me to organize them. She devised a system of labeled shoeboxes and puts all the notes she finds into them. This particular box was dedicated to the story about a slimy tree.
Didn't you want to publish it?
I charted it out and read during the bed story time to my kids. They liked it. I did intend to publish it straight after the release of Dolly the Beast. But when this fantasy series made a hit, I held back. Over time, I came to think of the slimy tree as just for my family. So the manuscript went up into the attic, where it remained until this Christmas.
What are you going to do with the story now?
I'd like to release it chapter by chapter on my website, with the entire book eventually being uploaded. It'll later be published as a physical book. You don't need to register or pay to get access to the book, nor to live in the UK or USA. The chapters are there for you to read in English.
Wow, that's a very generous gesture now commercialized to the core world.
There's more. The coolest thing is that I'll upload chapters daily alongside my suggestions for what you, my dear readers, might like to draw. But please don't restrain yourselves and let your imagination run wild. The best artworks will be included in a published version of the book next year.
Will you choose the best works?
I will be able to see them and maybe comment on them, but I won't be judging the competition. People from all over the world will have a chance to vote for the artworks online, but my publishers will decide which illustrations work best for their editions. So here's a chance for you to get creative and to get featured in my new book. Get imagining and good luck. This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.